谢谢 Nancy 姐妹啊，她今天早上很忙。那上个星期我讲到这个在苦难中的约伯。
I've been talking about Job, who's for the past 3 weeks.
啊，就上个星期的题目就是苦难中的约伯。
The topic for the past 3 weeks has been Job in the midst of his trials.
所以今天早上的题目是绝望中的约伯。
Today our topic is Job in the midst of hopelessness.
啊，所以啊，我们今天的经文是约伯记第三章。我请秀清姐妹上来读今天的经文。
The verses today are from Job chapter 3. Xiu Qing will come and read it for us.
我们单单读中文，你看英文的一起跟着看。
We'll only read in Chinese. If you read in English, then follow along, please.
约伯记三章一到二十六节。此后约伯开口咒诅自己的生日，说：愿我生的那日和说怀了男胎的那夜都灭没，愿那日变为黑暗，愿神不从上面寻找他，愿亮光不照于其上，愿黑暗和死荫索取那日，愿密云停在其上，愿日时恐吓他，愿那夜被幽暗夺取，不在年中的日子同乐，也不入月中的树木，愿那夜没有生育，其间也没有欢乐的声音，愿那咒诅日子且能惹动鳄鱼的咒诅那夜，愿那夜黎明的星宿变为黑暗，盼亮却不亮，也不见早晨的光线，因没有把怀我胎的门关闭，也没有将患难对我的眼隐藏，我为何不出母胎而死？为何不出母腹绝气？为何有息接收我？为何有奶哺养我？不然我就早已躺卧安睡，和地上为自己重造 荒丘的君王模式，或与有金子将银子装满了房屋的王子一同安息，或像隐而未现不到其而弱的胎归于无有，如同未见光的婴孩，在那里恶人止息搅扰，困乏人得享安息，被囚的人同得安逸，不听见督工的声音，大小都在那里，奴仆脱离主人的辖制，受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢？心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢？他们切望死，却不得死，求死胜于求隐藏的珍宝，他们寻见坟墓就快乐，极其欢喜，人的道路既然遮掩，神又把他四面围困，为何有光赐给他呢？我未曾吃饭就发出叹息，我哀哼的声音涌出如水，因我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的引我而来，我不得安逸，不得平静，也不得安息，却有患难来到。谢谢。
那从约伯记第一章跟第二章，我们看到撒旦两次的试炼攻击约伯。
From Job chapters 1 and 2, we can see two times that Satan attacked and tempted Job.
那约伯却没有拒绝神。
But Job never forsook God.
那约伯仍然坚持对神的信靠。
He still continued to have a strong faith in God.
那不仅如此，他还说了四句鼓舞人心的话。
And not only that, he spoke four confessions that were very encouraging.
那如果你还记得的话，第一句就是第一句任性话，就是我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
If you still remember, his first statement was, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there."
然后第二句任性话， 赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
His second statement was, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
然后第三句任性话，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？
The third statement, shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?
然后最后一句任性话，他说耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
And the fourth statement was, blessed be the name of the Lord.
那么在耶伯记的序言，这个作者以这句肯定的话来做个结束。
And so the prologue of Job, uses these four statements to give a conclusion.
在一切的事上，耶伯必不以口犯罪。
In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
然后这句经文显然是要强调耶伯是一个完全正直，又敬畏神的人。
And these verses emphasize that Job was an upright, righteous man who feared the Lord.
我们相信耶伯在这个受苦的过程当中。
And we believe that Job, in the midst of these trials,
那他的信心仍然非常的坚固。
His faith was still firm.
但是我们也相信耶伯是一个有血有肉的人。
And yet we also believe that Job was a man of flesh and blood.
有感受的人。
He had feelings.
他会流泪。
He would cry.
他会疼痛。
Sometimes hurt.
他会悲哀。
Be, grieving.
那甚至会陷入在一个绝望的状况里面。
And he might even fall into despair.
那么来到耶伯记第三章，我们看到耶伯的忍耐到了一个极限。
And so when we come to Job chapter 3, we see that Job's endurance had come to its end.
那他开始咒诅自己的生日。
And he began to curse his own life, the day of his birth.
然后这是圣经里面被看为是其中最黑暗的一章。
This verse, this chapter of the Bible is seen as the darkest one in the whole Bible.
那耶伯记第三章，他的词语虽然是多姿多彩。
And although the words used in Job chapter 3 are of all different types.
那可是他的气氛，他的语调是非常的暗淡和低落。
But the feeling and the tone is very dark.
那么从这章经文我们可以看到耶伯的心灵深处他的挣扎。
From this chapter we can see the struggle that Job had deep in his heart.
所以有一位圣经耶伯记的圣经学者说。
There was a Bible scholar who had studied Job and said,
他说耶伯的哀怨的像黑暗、混乱、死亡和灭没的势力发生呼召，试图要把光明、生命、怀胎、生育，甚至生命完全消灭。
She said, the sorrowful complaint of Job focuses on the power of darkness, confusion, death, and destruction, trying to completely destroy life, pregnancy, and birth.
那在这个时候，耶伯的信心开始动摇。
In this time, at this time, Job's faith began to waver.
那么开始失去了他先前那种冷静。
And he began to lose the firm faith he had in the beginning.
那么失去他的忍耐，还有他对神的信心。
He lost some of his patience and endurance and his strong faith in God.
那为什么耶伯会突然间陷入在这个灵性的低潮？
And why would Job suddenly fall into this spiritual dark valley?
那以致开始咒诅他自己的生日。
So that he would even go so far as to curse the day of his birth.
那为什么他认为死里的安息比活着受苦来得更好？
And why would he begin to believe that to rest in death was better than to continue living?
那他觉得这个死了能够脱离所面对的苦难。
He believed that death could do away with all the difficulties he was facing.
那么这是耶伯自己个人的挣扎。
Is this Job's own personal struggle?
还是每一个人经历苦难的时候会经历到这个过程。
Or is this a process that everyone who faces difficulties will experience?
这些都是今天早上我们要来思考和探讨的问题。
And this is the question that we're going to address today.
所以在今天早上我的大纲有三点。
Today on the outline, there are 3 points.
第一点就是咒诅自己的生日。
The first is curse the day of your birth.
那么第二呢是死是苦难的解脱。
The third is death is a way out of suffering.
那么苦难第三点就是苦难中没有安息。
The third point is no rest in the midst of suffering.
所以在这段经文里面说，此后耶伯开口咒诅自己的生日，朔，这个是两节经文。
In these two verses, it says afterward Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth.
所以此后是指耶伯哀伤过后。
This afterward means the time after Job had faced all these disasters.
所以在地上做了七天七夜之后所说的第一句话。
And he sat on the ground for 7 days and 7 nights, and these are the first things that he said.
所以七天七夜象征一个很漫长的一个时间。
7 days and 7 nights represents a very long period of time.
象征很漫长又沉默又悲哀的日子。
Long and difficult and silent.
所以在这段时间里面，耶伯的思潮起伏，心情好像大浪翻腾一样。
And so during that period of 7 days and 7 nights, his thoughts and his emotions were churning like waves.
那么最后，他终于打破这个沉默，开始讲话。
And afterwards, he broke his silence and started to speak.
那为了发泄和疏解内心那种心情，他只好像大卫一样。
He wanted to express his feelings and give some relief to himself, just like King David did.
心里面烦躁的时候必须要开口讲话。
When King David had difficulties in his heart, he had to express them.
这个是大卫王所说的，我默然无声，连好话也不出口，我的愁苦就发动了。
This is what David said.I was mute and silent. I refrained even from good, and my sorrow grew worse.
我的心在我里面发热，我默想的时候，火就烧起，我便用舌头说话。
My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned, and then I spoke with my tongue.
所以在这个时候，耶伯开始讲话。
So at this time, Job began to speak.
他不是祷告，也不是赞美感恩。
He wasn't praying or praising or thanking God.
而是开口咒诅自己的生日。
But rather he opened his mouth to curse his own life.
所以咒诅这个词句有两个意思。
The word curse has 2 meanings.
那么第一就是轻看不以为重的意思。
The first is to not put any importance on or to look at lightly.
当时耶伯不看重自己的生命。
At that time, Job didn't place any importance on his own life.
认为死了比活着受苦更好。
He believed that to die would be better than to continue living and suffering.
那么咒诅第二个意思。
The second meaning of curse.
所以耶伯期望这个灾祸临到他的身上。
He believed that the disasters, the things he was saying would come upon, or he wanted those things to come upon himself.
换句话说，这个灾祸临到我身上，我的生命结束了更好。
He wanted these disasters to come upon himself because that would end his life and it would be better.
所以耶伯开始咒诅自己的生日。
And so Job began to curse.The day of his birth.
说他的母亲怀这个男胎的时候，在那个夜晚的时候，这个胎儿应当灭没。
He wanted that the night that his mother conceived him would be done away with.
换句话说，这个胎儿还没有出世之前就去世了。
In other words, he wanted this baby to be destroyed before it ever could be born into the world.
根本就是希望不曾诞生在这个世界上。
Basically, he wished that he had never been born into this world.
所以耶伯从这个苦难的经历来回忆他人生的经历。
And so in the midst of his suffering, he was thinking back on his life.
所以耶伯从目前的苦难来回顾他出生的那一天。
From the midst of his suffering, he began to think back on the day he was born.
再回到怀胎那一夜。
And went back even further to the night that he was conceived.
所以耶伯咒诅他被怀胎的那一夜。
And so he cursed even the night that he was conceived.
也就是他出生来到这个苦难这个世界的开始。
Because that was the beginning of him coming to this world to suffer.
那如果母亲没有怀的他的胎。
If his mother had never become pregnant with him,
他就不必来到这个世界上。
He wouldn't have had to come to the world.
也不必遭受今天他所受的那个痛苦。
And he wouldn't have to suffer the difficulties and suffering that he was going through right that
day. 所以耶伯咒诅自己被怀胎。
So Job cursed that he was even conceived.
所以他暗示着责怪他父母为什么把他带到这个世界上。
So this hints that maybe he even blamed his father and mother for bringing him into the world.
所以严格的来说，耶伯的咒诅实在是对自己的生命的轻看。
Strictly speaking, Job's curse on his life, was that he didn't place any importance on his life.
而不是要想改变这个过去这个生命的历史。
Not that he really wanted to change the course of his life history.
所以另外没有打在上面哦。
Oh, there's not a slide for this next quote.
这个是另外一个圣经学者所说的。
This is something that another Bible scholar has written.
他说耶伯的咒诅和哀怨反映他不想存活。
The curse and sorrowful complaint of Job reflects that he did not want to live.
不过他的咒诅不能算是真正的咒诅。
But his curse is not considered an actual curse.
因为耶伯的咒诅没有针对任何的人。
Because it's not targeted at anyone.
所以不能算是真正的咒诅。
So it cannot be considered an actual curse.
所以他的咒诅不会实现的。
And so, therefore, it could not be realized.
所以这种向空气所发出的哀怨咒诅虽然很严厉而且很尖锐。
These aimless, sorrowful complaints and curses, although they were very severe and sharp.
那却是空洞而且没有用的。
But they were empty and useless.
是不会产生任何的后果。
And could not bring about any results.
所以耶伯的咒诅纯粹是要发泄内心的感受。
And so the curse of Job in reality was to release his feelings.
所以耶伯的咒诅只不过是要发泄和疏解他内心的痛苦。
And so Job, in cursing his life, wanted to release his feelings and give himself a little relief.
而不是要改变过去的事实。
And not that he really wanted to change what happened in the past.
因为耶伯在这个他母亲怀胎这个事情已经成了一个事实。
And because that Job was conceived and was a child in his mother's womb was a fact.
是一个不能够改变的历史。
It's history that could not be changed.
所以在耶伯记这个第三章里面。
And so in Job chapter 3.
我们可以把这章经文分成三段来看。
We can divide it in the verses into three parts.
这个有就是谈到耶伯的怀胎。
We can see Job when he was pregnant, when his mother was pregnant with him.
谈到耶伯的出生。
Job's birth.
还有谈到耶伯的受苦。
And his trials.
所以耶伯承担这个苦难的折磨。
Job could not stand the torment of the trials.
所以他希望自己没有被怀胎。
And so he wished that he had never even been conceived.
也不曾诞生在这个世界上。
Let alone been born into this world.
那么他就不必承受他所面对的痛苦。
Because that way he wouldn't have to face the terrible difficulties he was facing.
那其实圣经里面有好几位神的仆人有类似的经历。
Actually, the Bible has a lot of God's servants who faced a similar situation.
比方说先知以利亚他被这个耶西别追杀的时候。
For example, the prophet Elijah, when he was being chased by Queen Jezebel when she wanted to kill him.
在列王记上十九章记载说，以利亚见这光景就起来逃命，到了犹大的别斯巴， 将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。
It's recorded in 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 3 and 4. And he was afraid and arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my fathers.
第二位神的仆人就是耶拿。
The second servant of God who experienced this is Jonah.
当神吩咐耶拿去尼尼微城传福音的时候，
When God sent Jonah to Nineveh to spread the gospel,
那耶拿逃避神的吩咐。
He ran away from God's command.
因着这个缘故，他面对不少的挑战。
And because of this, Jonah faced a lot of challenges.
因此他对神说：耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
And so Jonah said to God, Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for death is better to me than life.
还有另外一个例子，就是利百加。
Another example is Rebecca.
利百加对以撒说：我因这赫人的女子连性命都厌烦了。倘若雅各也娶赫人的女子为妻，像这些一样，我活着还有什么益处呢？
Rebecca said to Isaac, I am tired of living because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, like these, from the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me?
还有圣经里面一位很伟大神的仆人摩西。
And one of the greatest servants of God in the Bible, Moses.
当摩西在旷野面对这些叛逆的以色列人的时候，
When he was in the wilderness and facing the disobedience of the Israelite people,
他就向神说，
He said this to God.
他说：我从哪里得肉给这些百姓吃呢？他们都向我哭号说：你给我们肉吃吧。
He said, Where am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they weep before me, saying, Give us meat that we will eat.
管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。
I alone am not able to carry all this people because it is too burdensome for me.
你这样待我，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立刻将我杀了，不叫我见自己的苦情。
So if you are going to deal thus with me, please kill me at once. If I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness.
所以我们看到这些都是神的仆人。
And so we see these are all servants of God.
我曾经经历到这个挑战。
Who also faced similar challenges and difficulties.
我求神解决他们的生命。
And ask God to end their lives.
所以根据这个耶伯记第三章第十节说，
And Job chapter 3 verse 10 it says,
因没有把怀我的胎的门关闭，也没有将患难对我的眼隐藏。
Because it did not shut the opening of my mother's womb or hide trouble from my eyes.
所以耶伯埋怨神没有阻止他母亲怀胎。
Job complained that God didn't prevent his mother from even conceiving him.
那以致他必须诞生在这个苦难的世界上。
And so he had to be born into this world of suffering.
面对这么大的苦难。
And face such great trials.
所以在耶伯记第三章第十一节到第十二节说，我为何不出母胎而死？为何不出母腹节气？为何气节收我？为何有奶？不养我。
And so in verses 11 and 12 it says, Why did I not die at birth, come forth from the womb and expire? Why did the knees receive me, and why the breast that I should suck?
所以耶伯问，为什么我不在我的母胎里面就死去了？
So Job asked, Why didn't I die when my mother was pregnant with me?
那为什么我生下来还有人哺养我？
And why, after I was born, did people feed me?
这些问题都是修辞问句的问题。
And these are all rhetorical questions.
耶伯只是问这些问题。
Job was just asking.
啊，他不希望有他的答案。
He didn't expect anyone to answer.
那可能没有答案。
And maybe there was no answer.
耶伯问了这些不可能实现的问题。
He asked these questions that couldn't really happen.
啊，他希望在母腹的时候就流产。
He wished that when his mother was pregnant with him, she would have miscarried.
或是一出生的时候就死去了。
Or that he would have died right after his birth.
或者出生之后没有人抚养他而早死。
Or that after he was born, there would have been no one to feed him and he would have died.
如果今天他不存在，他就不必承受这么大的痛苦。
If he didn't exist at this time, then he wouldn't have to face such difficulties.
所以在13到16节说，不然我就早已躺卧安睡，而地上为自己重造荒丘的君王谋士，或有已有金子将银子装满的房屋的王子一同安睡，或像隐而未见不到其的而落的胎归已无有，如同未见光的婴孩。
For now I would have lain down and been quiet. I would have slept then. I would have been at rest with kings and with counselors of the earth who rebuilt ruins for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who were filling their houses with silver. Or like a miscarriage which is discarded, I would not be as infants that never saw light.
在那里恶人仔细搅扰，困乏人得享安息，被囚的人同得安逸。不听见毒工的声音，大小都在那里，奴仆脱离主人的辖制。
There the wicked cease from raging, and there the weary are at rest. The prisoners are at ease together. They do not hear the voice of the taskmaster. The small and the great are there, and the slave is free from his master.
那从这段经文里面，我们看到耶伯用了四个词句来形容形容这个死亡。
We see from these verses, Job used four different words to describe death.
也就是躺卧、安睡、安息和安逸。
And those are lying down, peaceful sleep, peaceful rest, and ease.
那同时在这段经文里面，耶伯也谈到八种不同阶级，还有八种不同的人。
At the same time in these verses, Job also mentioned eight different types of people.
他讲到这个君王谋士王子不到其而落的胎和未见光的婴孩。
He spoke of kings, counselors, princes, and miscarried infants.
困乏人、被囚的人、大小的人和奴仆八种。
The weary, prisoners, the small and the great, and slaves, these eight types.
他说不管这些人拥有不管这些人是谁。
And he said, no matter who these people are.
拥有多大的权力还有财富。
No matter what power they had or wealth.
他们最后还是要面对死亡。
In the end, they all face death.
就好像先知以赛亚在以赛亚书五十七章这里说。
Just as the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 57, verses 1 and 2.
他说一人死亡，无人放在心上，虔诚的人被收去，无人思念。这一人被收去，是免了将来的祸患，他们得享平安，素行正直的个人在坟里安歇。
The righteous man perishes, and no man takes it to heart, and devout men are taken away while no one understands.For the righteous man is taken away from evil. He enters into peace. They rest in their beds, each one who walked in his upright way.
所以耶伯以为死亡能够使到一个人脱离这些问题。
And so Job believed that death could remove him from these problems.
脱离这些困苦还有搅扰。
Could remove people from difficulties and trials.
所以他很想死以致他能够得到这个安息。
So he wanted very much to die so that he could receive some rest.
所以他认为死了什么都解决了。
He believed that once he was dead, everything would be solved.
所以刚才我们看到那段经文就是用四个词句来形容这个死那种安宁。
And so we see in those verses we just looked at those four words that he used to describe the quiet of death.
所以躺卧、安睡、安息、安逸。
Lying down, peaceful sleep, peaceful rest, and ease.
所以躺卧、安睡，好像一个死人那种状况一样。
So lying down in peaceful sleep are like the condition of a dead person.
一个死去的人好像睡觉安详一般。
A person who's died looks like someone who's asleep lying down.
所以安息是指没有这个烦恼，也没有这个困扰，还有这个劳苦。
Peaceful rest means that there's no more difficulties or problems or labor to be done.
所以一个人死了不再会有这个烦恼，还有这个困扰。
So once a person has died, they don't have any more troubles or worries or problems.
进入一个完全的安息。
And can enter into a perfect rest.
那么安逸，它的意思是没有惧怕，也没有忧虑的意思。
The meaning of ease means there's no more fear and no more worries.
那死去的人不会感到害怕，也不必忧虑了。
A person who's died has no reason to be afraid or to worry anymore.
所以在箴言第一章第三十三节说
As it says in Proverbs 1:33,
唯有听从我的，必安然居住，得享安静，不怕过灾祸。
But he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil.
所以耶伯宁愿死去得安息，也不希望在这个活着承受这种苦难。
So Job would rather rest in the sleep of death than to continue to live in this world of trials.
所以他想到一个没有痛苦，不再有哀怨的一个永恒世界。
He wanted to go to an eternal world where there was no more pain or suffering.
所以耶伯在二十节、二十三节继续说。
Job continued in verses 20 to 23.
所以受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢
？Why is light given to him who suffers？
那么心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢
？And life to the bitter of soul。
他们切望死，切不得死，求死胜于求隐藏的珍宝。
They who long for death, but there is none, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures.
他们行见坟墓就快乐，极其欢喜。
Who rejoice greatly and exult when they find the grave.
人的道路既然遮掩，神又把他四面围困，为何有光赐给他呢？
Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden and whom God has hedged in?
然后这里说我未曾吃饭就发出叹息我哀恨的声音融出如水。
For my groaning comes at the sight of my food and my cries pour out like water.
因我所恐惧的临到我身我所惧怕的迎我而来。
For what I fear comes upon me and what I dread befalls me.
我不得安逸不得平静也不得安息。却是患难来到。
I am not at ease, nor am I quiet, and I am not at rest, but turmoil comes.
那么这段经文是耶伯记第三章中心的经文。
This passage is the heart of Job chapter 3.
耶伯在这段经文里面说出他哀怨的原因。
Job here speaks out the reason for his sorrow.
并且表达他心中那种渴望。
And he also expresses the wishes of his heart.
所以这节经文说受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢
Why is light given to him who suffers and life to the bitter of soul?
所以光象征这个生命。
Light here means life.
所以这里我们看到光跟生命是平行的。
Life and light are equal.
说明这个生命的希望。
And they represent the hope of life.
所以受患难的人心中愁苦的人是在原文里面是复数。
And so here, he who suffers and the bitter of soul in the original language are plural.
复数是因为人生必定会有许多的患难。
It's plural because in our lives there will be many difficulties.
所以患难的人和这个心中愁苦的人是指在世上被这个苦难受尽折磨。
And so here, the one who suffers and the bitter of soul means people who have suffered their fill of trials and tribulations.
心里面感到非常的消沉，而且感到很绝望。
And they feel hopeless and despairing in their hearts.
你会发觉到在这个中文圣经哦，这个第三章最后的句是患难。
In the Chinese translation of the Bible, the very last word of this chapter is turmoil.
那显然是要说明并且要强调患难是耶伯面对最艰难的一个挑战。
And so that shows and it emphasizes that the turmoil and the difficulty is the great challenge that Job faced.
所以在21节到21节说他们切望死切不得死。求死胜于求隐藏的珍宝，他们行见坟墓就快乐，既其欢喜。
Who long for death, but there is none, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures, who rejoice greatly and exult when they find the grave.
那么这节经文采用一个比喻来说明受苦的人求死那种心愿。
This passage uses a metaphor to describe people who are suffering people searching for death.
也就是这个寻宝的比喻哦，来描述受苦的人那种求死那种心愿。
He uses the metaphor of a person seeking treasure.
就好像那些探险的人带着很兴奋的心啊，渴望的心情去坟墓里面寻宝。
Just like an explorer who goes out with great excitement, to go into a tomb to find treasure.
你知道在古代的时候有很多坟墓有宝藏啊。
You know, in ancient times, a lot of these tombs had great treasure in them.
然后在24节到26节继续说。
In verses 24 to 26, it continues.
我未曾吃饭就发出叹息，我哀恨的声音涌出如水。因我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的迎我而来，我不得安逸，不得安静，也不得安息，却有这个患难来到。
For my groaning comes at the sight of my food, and my cries pour out like water. For what I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet, and I am not at rest, but turmoil comes.
所以我们看到这段经文里面，如果你去数算的话，一共有七个我。
If you
count the number of 我。
Oh, that's right. In the Chinese translation of the Bible, if you count the number of times they use the word I, there's seven times.
就是说明是我受这个苦难。
And it shows that it is.I who am suffering, Job who was suffering.
而不是别人。
Not other people.
所以在过去我们看到耶伯对神的信心显得坚固还稳固。
And so we see in the beginning of Job, his faith was firm and short.
但是受到这些苦难的折磨，耶伯的信心开始动摇。
But as he began to experiences suffering, his faith began to waver.
那么使到他陷入在这个绝望的状况中。
And caused him to fall into despair.
当一个人感到绝望的时候，
When a person feels despairing,
他不想活下去。
He doesn't want to live anymore.
其实今天我们看到这种现象。
Actually, today we see this phenomenon a lot.
那么当人处在这个绝望当中的时候，就想要解决自己的生命。
When people fall into despair and depression, they want to end their own lives.
那么但是一个信耶稣得救的人的看法又是如何？
But what is the view of a person who believes Jesus and is saved?
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们对这种绝望那种看法是怎么样的？
What is our view on despair?
我们看到保罗有他的看法。
And we can see what Paul said, what was his view.
啊，在哥林多后书第四章那边说。
In 2 Corinthians verse chapter 4 it says,
所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
盼望这段经文成为我们生活的一个准则。
And I hope that these verses can become the standard for our lives.
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend a little bit of time to meditate on today's message.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's quiet before the Lord.
我们就好像约伯记这么说，人会经历这个苦难。
Just like Job said, we will experience difficulties.
我们看到约伯所经历的苦难啊，实在是不简单。
We see Job experience unbearable difficulties.
但是我们也知道，所有神的儿女是有永恒的盼望的。
But we also know, as God's children, we have hope.
就如保罗所说
，Just like as Paul said,
我们在这个世界所经历的苦难
，The difficulty we are experiencing in this world.
根本比不上将来的荣耀。
Cannot be compared to the future glories.
因此我们的信心不是凭着眼见。
So our faith is not based on what we see.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
让我们的信心一天比一天更加的坚固。
Strengthen our faith day by day.
让我们更加的信靠你。
Let us just rely on you.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.